Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim, and the topic of our podcast today is the Toy Box Killer, a serial killer by the name of David Parker Ray. He was a bad dude who sexually tortured and...
He has three names.
He does, so you know he's badass.
Yep.
Hey, how come she gets a talk and she ain't been introduced?
Let me introduce our panel and then we'll jump into this psycho. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say about this guy, we're going to talk about some of his dastardly deeds. But the one thing about this guy, this serial killer, we usually go into details about all the murders and bodies. And he didn't find a lot of bodies. This guy, he knew what he was doing. He disposed of them correctly. He let a couple people go, which was lead to his downfall, but...
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah, but he did not have any bodies lying around the house, so... But anyway, before we get into David Parker Ray, just let me welcome our panelists. I'm joined, as always, by the very lovely and talented... the birthday girl, yesterday was her birthday, and got a lot of birthday greetings. On Facebook, I saw the very lovely and talented, the mistress of the macabre, the empress of evil, the devil's dirty little secret, Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm good, Timmy. How are you?
Well, I am doing well. Thank you for asking. How was your birthday?
My birthday was fine. It was very quiet because it was storming here, so we didn't go out. We just kind of chilled out at home and did our thing.
Did you have birthday sex?
No. Hmm. How was your birthday?
My birthday was fine. Of course, my birthday was on the 9th.
Well.
And I just didn't do anything. Stayed home and watched a movie.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did.
Okay.
So that was all good.
So we're wild and crazy.
We are wild and crazy. We live rock star lifestyles.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes.
Yes, thank you for the folks on our Facebook page that post all the memes. That was really, really, really funny.
So did they light your birthday cake with the fires of hell?
No. No.
Did you get a birthday cake?
No.
I got chocolate cake.
They brought me brownies and ice cream. My staff did, so I'm okay with that.
You know, I didn't either. You some bitches told me you had cake or ice cream.
Well, it was at my house.
And people brought cake to your damn house?
Well, my mother, my brother, my mom cooked me a home-cooked meal. It was very good. So, but you would have been, if I'd known you were interested, you could have came over and had dinner or a cake and ice cream.
I
just worried about your waistline.
I would have enjoyed some cake and ice cream with Daddy.
Your cholesterol is high, you're a mess. So, I am also joined, speaking of the Colonel, and also joined by the very honorable, distinguished, debonair, the man about town, Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel? You're the only one here that hasn't had a birthday this week.
Yeah, I got my birthday December 7th, people.
The date that will live in infamy.
The date that will live in infamy. I'm doing well today, as you guys know. My daughter had to have a minor surgery today. It was nothing.
Well, we didn't think you were going to make it today. Brandy and I was a little excited we were going to do a podcast by ourselves, but as we...
Seen you all set up in here.
Yeah, and come bursting through the door. Yeah.
Like, get the hell off my pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, you already hooked up with Allie and Charlie.
We are doing a podcast called...
You know we got one foot in the grave.
I know.
No, you don't. We're doing it. Charlie and Allie and I are doing a podcast called Insight, and we're getting, you know, it's on iTunes now, and we're getting a lot of responses, so that's cool. But it has nothing to do with you guys.
It's actually a very good, I liked it. I liked the podcast.
But it's different than this one. This is a comedy podcast, and that one is, you know, more.
So we amuse you. So we're here to make him. We're here to amuse him.
You do amuse me, Carl.
A clown.
We're his clown.
I guess.
You do amuse me, Carl. But anyway, Colonel. So what else is going on with you?
You know, well, a lot of things. As I said, my daughter had surgery this morning. Everything went well.
Mm-hmm.
She is good. On the way back home. Been at the hospital since very early in the morning because it was a long surgery.
See, we thought you were boycotting the podcast because you still haven't got your personal assistant. We thought you were still.
Well, I'm boycotting the next podcast.
Oh,
because I kind of like this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to boycott one I don't like.
Oh, okay. So because there's torture and
yeah, this has got torture, man.
Titties.
Yeah, boobs.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Any boobs.
You're very. You like the boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I knew we had to get one in because I got you're going to be gone, I'm going to be gone. My boys will be graduating. My first, Tanner, graduates from college.
You said we got to get one in.
You know.
You always got to get one in.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one who's actually dedicated to their job.
Yeah, well, you could have podcasts by yourself.
Got to graduate from college.
Yeah,
Friday.
That's a good cause. And his son is graduating.
I'm still clearly the only one that is.
I mean, you could
dedicated.
Probably, you know, couldn't you just like congratulate him on Facebook or something?
His mama won't let me. His mama said, no, we got to be there in person. She actually told me, don't bring jeans.
Oh. Man, I'm sorry, Colonel.
Yeah.
You have to dress up in your Colonel attire.
That's hilarious.
I gave him money. I mean, I gave the boy money.
You have to get one of those little
what
ties.
What else do you need?
Yeah. Well, that's what
Polo
I said.
Ties.
He doesn't really care. And the other one, when he graduates, he ain't even going through the ceremony. The other boy is a very cynical little man. He told me, you know what he said?
Huh.
He said, you don't kiss the prostitute, Dad. He's like, they got my money. I get my degree. I ain't kissing
him. He doesn't owe
anymore.
Him anything.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't
what he
have
said.
To. He's got a point.
He's a cynical little man.
Yeah. But sometimes you kiss a prostitute. I mean, it's a personal choice.
Yeah, well, he apparently Taylor said that he's a funny little man. He's graduating with a degree in English and philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a very deep thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And he got one special scholarship from a company, and they wanted to have dinner with him. And he did not feel obligated to have dinner with this company, and told the school so. And said,
so
he said, you gave me a scholarship to come to this school. Mm-hmm. So I came to this school. I have fulfilled my duties here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now if this company gave you money to give out as scholarships, you go out to dinner with them. You gave it to me. They did not give it to me.
I see. So he didn't go out. It was probably been a free dinner, though.
Well, that's what I told him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, you can network, whatever you want to do. He's very funny to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very funny kid because, like I said, he's an English and philosophy major. He told me, he said, you know what, Dad? Now, look at my friends. They're environmental science, biology, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They got hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment in their labs. He's like, I only take up a damn desk. Why are they charging me the same they charging them?
Well, he's got a point there.
He does. He's like, whether I'm here or not, they're still paying the same for that teacher.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make? Why are they charging me so much money?
Well, he's got a point.
He's still talking.
You know,
I zoned out. Like, I went completely somewhere else.
I was.
And I had that kind of time, clearly.
I was watching The Internship. On HBO.
The Intern. Mm-hmm.
The Intern. Yeah. And it's about two older guys that get laid off, mm-hmm. and, you know, mid-career, and they try to get an internship at Google. And, you know, and they're being judged by all these, like, 18-year-olds.
Right.
And stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I'd be so depressed to be mm-hmm. on the job market right now.
Well, Tanner...
Well, I mean, he's young, but, I mean, for,
yeah,
like, someone our age...
he already got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Some company already hired the fool before he even graduated.
He does a good job, though.
He does do
very
a very
talented.
Nice, very talented kid. And yeah. Taylor is in a rock band.
guy.
So I'm sure they're going to do very well. Now Logan's getting ready to enter.
Yeah. Logan's going to be entering college
you
this
see?
Year.
So. We have music in the background. That's how
nice. Well,
sorry. Apparently the devil hit another level on Candy Crush, yeah, and he's celebrating for her over there.
I guess so. You have any shout-outs today, Colonel? I know you're so prepared. You come rushing in the door.
Yeah,
the
I came running
second.
In the door. I got my regular crew, Allie. I'm going to give a shout out
she
to her.
Is not she a is part of your regular
Allie,
crew.
Allie, could you post and let them know what you're on, Team Colonel? Let them know.
You know, I told her this.
Crazy ass is aligned with.
You know what? Because I do a podcast with Charlie and Allie, right?
Yeah, we know that. Timmy, we know
yes,
that. We know.
The better one.
Yeah, the good one.
I got another
the
one.
The serious one.
Yeah,
you do, Timmy.
Yeah. And
it seems kind of
Allie. I was telling Allie that it's doing a podcast. With her is like doing it because she's from Australia, like doing a podcast with Olivia Newton-John. She has an Australian accent, it's really cute. Okay, so any other shout outs, Colonel?
Of course, Lady Beverly, because she has proclaimed herself Team Colonel, also.
Yeah,
Chris, as always, I want to give a shout out to him because that poor man, he's just living
he's
with
suffered.
The craziest little girl.
Yeah, he has suffered.
But I think they have a lot of fun together. So
I think they probably do. They probably have crazy monkey sex.
Really?
I'm just guessing. They're young.
They're young.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're young. They drink. They film it when they're drinking.
God, hey, people.
And, of course, Dottie. Dottie, you know, we all just adore you here.
We're
doing one today.
Mm-hmm.
That we hope you enjoy because it's got lots of people getting chopped up, Dottie.
It is. A lot of people kill, but we don't have a lot of bodies to show for it. So, but this one is, I like to thank, it was Chris, or Chip, I'm sorry, mentioned, recommended this, Chip Mincy.
Well, thank you, Chip.
Yeah, so this is a good one. So we'll jump in that, Brandy, unless you have any shout-outs.
Thank you to everybody who said happy birthday and took time out of your day. That was really, it was really nice, and I really appreciated it. So thank you.
Yeah, and if you are interested in following, we have two Facebook pages. We have the History Dweeb page where we post a lot of history-related stuff. And then we have the History Dweebs, the podcast page, where we talk about the podcast and just stuff in general. We got a lot of folks there. It's a fun time, so if you get time, join us. All right, let's talk about David Parker Ray. And again, thanks to Chip for recommending this one. This guy, as I said, he was a creep. He was known as the Toy Box Killer. And he was known as the Toy Box Killer because he had this camper trailer that he spent $100,000 on to convert it into this, what he called his toy box, which really was a torture chamber. And had it located out in New Mexico, out in the desert. So he would take his victims there, and he was a freak. Brandy will talk about I think later describe some of the things that he had in the what he called his toy box or his camper, but it would include things like whips, chains, pulleys, straps, clamps, leg spreader bars. I know you're familiar with those, Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's basically surgical blades and saws. So,
Your basic kit.
Yeah, your basic serial
starter
killer.
Kit.
Starter kit furniture.
Serial killer starter kit.
Yeah, exactly. He had a table where he would restrain his victims. He had a mirror mounted on the ceiling so his victims could watch themselves being raped and tortured, which is, you know.
Considerate.
It is considerate. You know, I'm not sure if he provided popcorn or anything, but.
Well, I hope he put the proper mood lighting on.
Yeah.
I hope he lit some candles.
Well, he did record an audio tape, and we'll play a little bit of it. It's on YouTube. It's pretty sick, but that he would use. And it was kind of like he was trying to get inside their heads, you know, and brainwashing
their asses. And
yeah, well, whatnot, yeah. In addition to their other orifices, yeah. So. Despite the police, he had some accomplices that helped him with some of his dastardly deeds, including a girlfriend and his daughter. So it always amazes
me. A girlfriend and his daughter?
Yeah, it always amazes me how these guys get people to go along with them doing some of this crazy shit.
Well, the family just slays together.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like, especially a teenage daughter, First of all, I'm not helping my dad. As a teenage daughter, I'm not helping my dad get the paper, let alone, like, pick up some crazy girl. Never mind the fact that, oh, my God, Dad, you're so lame. Why do we have to do this again?
But you know what? These teenage girls, they got so much pinup rage.
Yeah, we do have a lot of pinup rage.
And you're not teenage.
I was. At one point, I was more of a teenage girl than either one of you two.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Don't know what I do in my private life.
You played college. You played college softball.
You're more manly than we are.
I did. Well, whatever.
Okay, so...
suck it.
Police believe that Ray was responsible for the rape, torture, and death of up to 60 women, although he was never charged with murder. We'll talk about his demise, but he was convicted of kidnapping and torture, though, in 2001, and he received a lengthy sentence for that, and he ended up dying in prison of a heart attack before additional charges could be filed.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Well, just give me a little background on the dude. David Parker Ray was born on November 6, 1939, in Belen, New Mexico. So
didn't
November 6th.
Didn't he sing the Ghostbusters
song? Yeah.
I thought so. That was him.
So he was born in November...
That was Ray Parker, Jr.
Jr.
Yeah, so that's the same guy.
His son did it.
Same guy.
No, not the same guy at all. David Parker Ray was old. Was the oldest of two children born to his parents. He had a younger sister. When his parents divorced when Ray was very young, he went to live with his paternal grandparents. His grandmother died shortly thereafter when Ray was a toddler, so don't get cynical. Think he killed his grandmother, because that's not likely. He was just a toddler.
Maybe his grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
She may have. Probably not out in New Mexico, though.
You don't know that.
I don't know that for a fact.
So don't come to New Mexico?
Right.
I cannot confirm nor deny that. But his parents divorced. He goes to live with his grandfather. Not much is known about Ray's mother, other than the fact that he had no real contact with her growing up. He did, however, see his father, and his father, when he did see his son, was physically abusive toward him.
There you go.
So you're really not waiting for that visitation day all that much.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Now, Ray was said to be a handsome teenager, much like myself.
You was a handsome teenager, Timmy. We seen pictures.
I saw that spiked hair. That was sweet Billy Idol.
Yeah, it was the 80s.
In the midnight hour, Timmy went more.
Stop singing. I hate that.
I was going for the Rod Stewart look.
Oh, okay.
I think you were just going for a nonchalant badass is what you were doing.
Yeah, well.
You succeeded, my friend.
Thank you very much. Ray was also bullied by his peers for his shyness around girls. As a teenager, he started abusing alcohol and drugs. So he's
it's smoking. Like you're living parallel lives.
I'm just reading my own biography here. As a teenager, not so much now, his sexual fantasies of raping, torturing, and even murdering women developed. Around this time, his sister discovered Ray's sadomasochism, drawings, whatever. As well as his erotic photographs of bondage. He had bondage photos and kept as a teenager.
Is that unusual?
I don't know. Not really. I mean, he had, I don't know, he had some, you know, pornography, and they focused on bondage. But, you know, he was still trying to find himself as a young man.
He found the wrong thing.
His rough start continued to progress into adulthood, eventually led to him victimizing young women. Ray was a poor student in school. In high school, he received D's in most of his subjects, which is not good.
Thank you.
But a D will get you passed.
Yeah. It will. It will. And it really, you know, after you graduate, it really doesn't matter all that much.
That's right. That's what is that old joke? What do you call the guy who graduates, you know, 85th in his medical school class?
Doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you something. The colonel had some issues in school.
No, I'm almost finished with my part.
Get the fuck out of here.
And just
you had issues. This you
yeah,
shut
I,
up.
I had some issues, and
you shut up.
They asked me to vacate the premises on a number of occasions.
So you got expelled?
Two times.
You bastard. What did you do?
It was a long story. The colonel was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
They probably figured out people were dying around him and he had to go.
But yeah. We had the largest graduating high school class in the state. 812 people, Timmy.
Oh, really?
Do you know where the colonel fell in that group?
No.
812.
813. 804.
There you
wow.
go.
I graduated. So they were 804 out of 800.
There's eight
dumber son bitches than me out there, Timmy.
That's scary, man. Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway. Back to Ray. So he did graduate in 1957. Yeah, so that's about, you were about 4 or 5 years old at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was able to progress through school, mostly due to social promotion, followed by most schools at the time, you know.
They wouldn't do that shit to me. I had to actually earn D's.
Work for those D's.
I had to work for those D's.
D minuses. Mm-hmm. After completing high school, he worked as an auto mechanic. When he was 20 years old, Ray joined the U.S. Army to be all that he could be.
He did. Did he do more before 9 a.m.?
He killed more people before 9 a.m.
I'm not sure if he ever saw combat, but he did receive an honorable discharge from the Army, and he learned how to become a general mechanic. So he learned some, you know, developed his love of tools that he would use to develop his torture chamber with.
Yeah.
Ray, however, was unlucky in love. He was unlucky in love.
Oh.
He was married 4 times.
Not as unlucky as his partners.
Right.
He was married 4 times, and each time it ended in divorce. He had 2 daughters, one of whom he lived with for some time. So now Brandy's going to tell you more about his dastardly deeds, because he takes a left here.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. Shortly after being discharged from the Army, and it could have been before, but... After, let's
They think some of his actions started even when he was in high school.
Okay,
so deeds.
Yes, Ray started abducting, raping, and torturing women. Presumably,
have a hobby.
Presumably, he killed them as well. Yes, some people collect stamps.
Seashells. He tried to do the bird watching thing.
But that gets boring.
If somebody would have given a man a good pair of binoculars, all these women be alive today.
Yeah.
So, Ray started abducting all these women, presumably killing them. Unlike many profiled serial killers, David Parker Ray had a clean rap sheet and a few problems with other people. His disturbing sex hobbies were kept under wraps, and only carelessness led to his arrest.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing this for sex, basically. He wasn't doing it out of anger or out of profit. He was just killing people for sex.
He was just going a step further.
He's a horny bastard. Most
do damn near anything for sex. I mean,
he's a horny bastard.
Yeah.
He derived no monetary or other profit from his crimes, such as video earnings, internet publicity, or book royalties from his memoirs or movie deals. So, yeah, it would have been before video and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the thing is, he did a lot.
Would have been before that.
They found a lot. The reason why they think he killed so many people is they found a lot of photographs and stuff in his. That girls that they can't identify.
Let's see. Well, and so back in the 1950s, he didn't get any internet publicity. So
no.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah, when you wrote that.
No internet publicity at
all. Well,
Al Gore had not invented the internet.
Well, exactly.
They hadn't laid the tubes out yet. Let's see. Exactly how many victims he claimed over the years is uncertain, although he may have started as early as when he was still a teenager. It's believed that around this time was when he first launched into his nearly half-century-long murder spree. David Ray was lanky, 50-ish man, worked a blue-collar job. He wasn't out for glamour or riches, but he concentrated escalation of sexual desire in an illicit manner.
He was just a freak.
Yeah. His perception...
You can relate to that, can't you, Colonel? Colonel, how about you and Mrs. Colonel? Do you guys do anything freaky?
Well, no, I don't want to get into that because I said something about the missus on the show the other night, and occasionally Tanner listens to this show.
Tanner got grossed out, didn't he?
Oh, I bet he did.
He called me up and threatened to come down and kill me.
Okay, so maybe we shouldn't go into
that. Yeah,
let's say that was just
because it was Tuesday.
Let's say, Colonel, there was a... Let me just say this to him. Okay.
Mrs. Colonel, a freak.
Oh, my God.
She's a freak.
She's not.
I try to keep up with the woman. I don't know what she does, where she learns these things. every time the colonel coming home, it's like Saturday night is her night. She gets to pick. And some of these things, I'm pretty sure, aren't even legal that she has the colonel
indulging. I'm so grossed out by this right now.
I'm pretty sure they're at least.
Does she ever videotape you?
She got. I don't want to say. Okay, I'm not saying that we got mirrors on the ceiling, Timmy.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not saying that she's got a multi-cam thing set up in the room.
Right.
Because that will be giving a kissing and telling. And
right. You would never do that.
But just let me...
You okay there, Brandon?
Just let me say. Mrs. Colonel, a freak.
Does she make you wear underoos?
No, we haven't got to that part. But she has put me in some assless chaps.
I think you would look good in assless chaps.
Oh, my God.
She seemed to like it, Timmy. She seemed to like it.
All chaps are assless.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to wear pants with them, I guess.
All chaps are assless.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me.
No, I think our audience enjoyed that segment.
You seem a little disturbed by that.
Do I look green at all? God. All right.
Well, what do you care if he gets his freak on? I could ask you. I would not. You and Dave, and I
would never tell you.
I was being a gentleman.
I would never tell you.
Colonel is just open.
Colonel.
He's open-minded.
Colonel ain't about that.
You know, there ain't no shame in what she does. I mean, the woman...
Can we not?
She lives a life...
You know what?
She's a hedonist.
I'm going out to dinner for my birthday. I'd like to get out of here before dinner time.
Oh, so now she's in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, you're in a hurry. Getting a little tense.
I'm not in a hurry. I just don't want to hear any more about his sex life.
Okay, well, when you go out to dinner, I just want you to...
Well, now we're not going to go out to dinner.
I picture me and the missus on the swing.
Do you ever have to go under the hood?
Occasionally.
I cannot.
The colonel got some mechanic skills, Tim.
All right. So we got that.
Yeah, so I won't be going out to eat tonight.
You might want to hold off till you're a little less nauseous.
I'm going to get it. God. Okay. Let's see. His name... Here we go. The perception of his victims was as a practical aid to his sex life.
I was like, you know, part of being professional is knowing where you're at all times.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at when we're not recording half the time. So,
see, that's why I have to do another podcast. Now, Colonel, you would fit in well with the Insight podcast.
I would like to think that Allie and Charlie would welcome my professionalism
to the
show.
They would. Please continue, Brandy.
Oh, but piss on me. Fuck the two of you.
Well, see, it's that kind of thing. Just blurting out the F word. I mean, did you not go to charm school, girl?
Charm school?
Did you have to walk with a little book on your head?
I did, and I passed. I was valedictorian of that class.
I do not believe you was.
Yeah, I got flathead, so it was okay. It worked out. All right, so his appreciation for human life was all but eradicated. His lack of remorse and ludicrous... protestations of innocence.
How do you like that? You like those big words that threw in there?
I don't even know if that... Well, one of them I'm not even sure is a word.
Our audience won't know the difference.
Yeah.
They're impressed easily.
So... All right, so I'm going to start that sentence over.
All right.
Ray's lack of remorse and ludicrous protestations of innocence, together with the avalanche of physical evidence, brand him one of the most disturbed serial killers America has ever seen.
He's turning into Ernest Hemingway with these scripts over here.
But you know what? There wasn't a lot of evidence, but it was...
circumstantial.
I don't know. You got pit photographs.
It was circumcised.
Well, I mean, is it something that we're going to get to in a minute?
Yeah, okay. You'll get to it.
Just checking.
Yeah.
So.
If you had read the script beforehand, you would know, but there again, it's all about being professional.
You know what? When I asked, it was more of a rhetorical shut the fuck up question.
Allie and Charlie,
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, no. Why? This is why I have to be the way I am. All right, so he spent $100,000 on a trailer, which why he has $100,000 to spend on trailer is...
He's an auto mechanic. Those guys bring in the dough.
Oh, they're bringing it. $100,000
on a trailer? You know, you can think of many other things that you could spend $100,000 on.
Hookers.
An actual home without wheels.
Hookers.
Yeah, and hookers.
And hookers.
Yeah. And drugs.
And hookers.
And hookers. Let's see. So he spent $100,000 on this trailer. He fitted it with sex toys and torture devices, and he nicknamed it the Toy Box. Home toy sweet box. Home. I wonder if he had one of those home sweet home little signs.
If this trailer's rocking, don't come knocking. That's what it says.
It looks like shit if you see the picture of the outside. It just looks like a regular old camper.
Well, it's probably supposed to.
Yeah.
So the toy box
was didn't have free candy painted on it. No.
But I think at Christmas time out in the desert, he puts up the plastic candy canes out in front.
Yeah. Oh, and one of those palm trees that lights up.
Yeah, and the gnome.
Yeah, it says free puppies free on puppies, the door. Yeah. So the toy box was an old motorhome that Ray spent all this money on. It had whips, chains, cattle prods, a gynecology chair, which is disturbing on a lot of levels.
You can pick those up cheap at secondhand medical stores.
You can have one of those at home, don't you, Colonel?
I will neither confirm nor deny the existence of a...
Well, you know...
So there were countless other devices that he handmade.
But if you really
want
to get in there, you gotta...
You have to have a leg spread,
at
least.
Have a stirrup and a slip.
This motherfucker was hand-making shit.
Well, he was a
craftsman.
Yeah.
He was a craftsman.
Yeah.
A little Sawzall getting in there. Yeah. I don't know.
Give the dude some credit.
Yeah. Can you really use too much sandpaper on something at that point?
But if he was so handy, what did it cost him $100,000?
That's what I'm screaming. That seems like a lot of flipping money.
Yeah.
That he should not even have.
Especially, yeah. Okay.
All right, so there were also detailed diagrams made by Ray showing different methods and techniques for inflicting pain. There
it's
was
creative.
A homemade electricity generator that he used to torture his victims.
Oh, this is painful.
Well, because let me tell you what happens. Sometimes out in the desert, you lose electricity. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you have mud on your face if you had a woman in the stirrup?
You got a set of nipples and you can't get no juice to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make you look like...
You look like a foolish amateur.
Yeah. It'd make you look like a rank amateur serial killer. Yeah.
So, mounted above the gynecologist-type table or chair or whatever the hell he had, he used to strap his victim to... There was a mirror attached to the ceiling. He has been said to have wanted his victims to see everything he was doing to them during his torture sessions. He would often have a recorded audio tape of himself playing for his victims whenever they regained consciousness. He is a serial killer of the sexual sadist type, employing isolation mechanisms toward his girlfriend to encourage her precipitation. I'm not ready for that yet. Quit
hitting it. Right.
Ray had recorded tapes of his voice playing over sound systems in the toy box, while chain victims squirmed under torture and applied instruments of physical pain. And Timmy has found one of those tapes on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. We're going to play it. And I'm not sure if this is his actual voice, but it's someone reading a transcript of an actual transcript.
It's weird and creepy.
It is. So we're warning you right now, it's weird and creepy, but you listen to the show, so you'll love that shit. So we're going to play just a portion of this tape.
Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You're disoriented and scared, too, I would imagine. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a little while, at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to this tape. It is very relevant to your situation.
You don't want to get
I'm
a
going to tell you
him.
In detail why you have been kidnapped and what's going to happen to you
very
and how long you'll be here.
He's telling him in detail why they've been kidnapped.
I don't know the details of your capture because
this
tape
know.
Is being created July 23rd, 1993 as a general advisory tape for future...
It's not well written like this podcast,
the
obviously.
The information I'm going to give you is based on my experience dealing with captives over a period of several years. If, at a future date, there are any major changes in our procedures, the tape will be upgraded. Now, you are obviously here against your will, totally helpless, don't know where you're at, don't know what's gonna happen to you. You're very scared or very pissed
this
off.
Isn't the guy.
I'm sure that
he's
you've already
creepy.
Tried to get your wrists
he's,
and ankles
I think it's just someone reading
know
it, but it is the actual transcript.
Now,
I know, but
you're going to wait and see what's gonna
creepy.
Happen next. You probably think you're gonna be raped, and you're fucking sure right about that. Our primary interest is in what's between your legs. You'll be raped thoroughly and repeatedly in every hole you've got because basically you've been snatched and brought.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Out here for us to train and use as a sex slave. Sound kind of far out?
Yes, it does.
I don't understand how you rape thoroughly.
Well,
I mean, you don't rape half-ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
But it goes on and on. It's similar to disgusting stuff.
Yeah. I wonder how long you got to do it, though, to constitute thorough.
I don't know, but they had to listen to that tape over and over again. It's kind of like at the airport. You're just listening to
passengers.
Yeah.
Loading and unloading is in the white zone only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, don't leave your, don't leave your luggage.
Your bags unattended.
Yeah, make sure you...
He said every orifice, which means...
Ears.
He was hitting dirty flowers, ears, nostrils. I believe he was lying. I do not believe it was possible to get somebody in the nostril.
Oh, it is possible.
Timmy knows.
Ears are a little bit more tricky.
You nasty thing.
Because you get earwax involved in that.
Well, what do you think you get when you get to stick your dick up somebody's nose?
Well, you pray they don't have a sinus infection.
I guess.
Oh, you nose crab.
Right. I don't like that image.
It flares up. It's the whole thing.
God.
But it's less, interesting enough, it's less personal than in some of the other orifices.
Sure, why don't you just pop
it? But you know what?
Why don't you just pop an eye out and skull fuck them while you're at it?
Well,
but you know what? If they sneeze, man, it's a mess.
I bet. Sneeze at the wrong time, shit goes everywhere.
Oh, you get it all up in your hair. Why not?
So, okay. Starting some
shit comes back at you.
Oh, that's not kosher. That's not cricket at all.
Starting sometime in the 1950s, Ray kidnapped his first victim. He drug her and took her back to the toy box and proceeded to sexually assault her for days until he finally killed her. For the next 40-plus years, Ray continued his spree, eventually bringing his girlfriend, Cynthia Lee Hendy, to help.
He stayed under the radar for a long time. And Cindy, he was married. Remember, he was married four times.
Cindy Hendy.
Yeah, she was.
Really?
You know that. She was teased enough she'd kill anybody.
Yeah.
Cindy Hendy was a tough woman with a past
she
history.
She was.
Wasn't she in a Dr. Seuss book or something?
I might have been. I don't. God.
Horton here is a Hendy or something?
Yeah.
Cindy Hendy.
She had a past history of untenable relationships, jobs, and friends.
Or a name like that.
Cindy Hendy.
She has an untenable name as well. Yeah.
That's so bad.
Well, hold on. So she had problems with she had difficulty with friends.
Jobs.
Yeah. Jobs.
Relationships.
And relationships. Who's that remind you of, Timmy?
The devil.
The devil, maybe?
I have lots of friends and I have a job.
I thought you were talking about me.
An actual job. Her assistance, subduing and guarding Ray's victims, as well as the participation in the sadistic torture, earned her she was tried by the state and local authorities. Laundry list of psychological...
Prosecution? Was that the word you was after there? Prosecution? Persecuted. She was persecuted.
Wasn't working out for me. A laundry list of psychological and applied torture methods, personal reminders, and detailed drawings of Ray's sadistic plans shattered any attempt to prove lack of premeditation. Together, the two tortured up to 40 women and made countless snuff films to document the horror. Snuff films?
Yes.
They was making snuff films?
Now, I've never seen a snuff film.
I think you have to go to the dark web to get it.
I don't think I want to see it. I think it'll be
I don't
gross.
Think you want to see a snuff film either. The toy box.
I don't know
located.
That they've ever proved the existence of one.
So you think it's all a... You think it's a myth that there's snuff films?
No, I believe people have actually made them. I don't believe other people have actually seen them.
There was a good movie about snuff film. I can't think. Hardcore or something like that.
8mm.
80?
8mm.
8mm. Yeah.
That was good. Even if it did have Nicolas Cage, it was good.
There was one called, I think it was called Hardcore, and I can't think of who. I want to say Marlon Brando, but that's not right. But
yeah.
His daughter had gotten into porn, and then he went out to try to find her, and it ended up she had been in a
snuff film,
yeah. And you know, there's no encore. You can't do an encore in a snuff.
You can't. No, you can't do Debbie Does. You know, snuff film too.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm sure it is. It's a general wonderment that I'm sure, but like that has to be a genre where people think where you make it look like you've killed somebody.
Oh, that's a genre for everything.
I mean, there has to be.
Whatever. I mean, it's
like snuff light.
Where you know it's sort of like
diet snuff.
It's sort of like teen videos where you know the girl's really like 21, but they're they got a little ponytail or whatever.
I don't know that.
I'm just saying they're not really 18. I mean, they're not really teens. They're 19 or 20,
right?
But like the snuff films, they're fake. Probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know who gets off on that. That's kind of gross.
So the toy box was located, this kind of is funny to me, was located in a remote desert area just outside Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
I'm going with Truth.
I'm going with Consequences.
Ray's victims.
I don't think you want to go with Consequences. With Mr. Ray.
Ray's victims were mostly young girls or prostitutes. They were drugged heavily and killed in incredibly gruesome fashions. One way involved inserting a cattle prod into the victims until blood dripped from their mouths. A scene that played out in many of the tapes acquired by the FBI's arrest.
Who?
Now, who wants to watch that?
Yeah, that's evidently not really sexy about
Cindy Hendy and Ray Parker, David Parker Ray, whatever the hell. Ray Cindy, Parker Jr.
Cindy Lou Hendy?
Yeah.
She needed to marry him so she could change her name to Cindy Ray.
So wait a minute. Here's my other. David Parker Ray's trailer in Elephant Butte, New Mexico.
Butte, I think it is.
Whatever.
Elephant Butte.
I like Elephant Butte better.
Elephant Butte.
Butte.
I bet Cindy Hendy had a big old elephant butte.
Right. Would become famous as a dungeon where he imprisoned victims for sexually sadistic torture and death. So how many trailers did he have?
He's got
one in Truth or Consequences.
No.
And then he's got one in Elephant Butte.
Elephant Butte Butte is right is on the outskirts of Truth or Consequences. And I believe this is right. I'm sure some of our listeners.
Well,
know.
Hit me, Rand.
Well, it's in the middle of the desert, but
Magellan.
It's in the middle of the desert, but there's this big watering hole that people. It attracts a lot of the tourists in the summertime. People go there to swim or whatever, but it's basically out in the desert, you know, of New Mexico, where there's not a lot of people come around. So he was able to do his dastardly deeds.
Ray had made an instructional video of his activities and left. Evidence.
He's a trainer.
Left evidence. He's the trainer. He left evidence, in air quotes, all over the trailer with no attempt to dispose or destroy any incriminating items.
Except the bodies.
I would hope they'd mop up every once in a while.
How'd you like to shine a black light on that son of a bitch?
It'd probably look like a rave.
See, do you really think in midget porn, the midgets are, they use real midgets, or do they just use people, you know?
Well, I don't believe they're using people just walking around on their knees. No, I'm...
You know, put them on their knees and then put, like, shoes in front of their knees.
I got a picture of Logan like that.
In 1999, David Ray utilized his personal torture chamber on a victim named Angela Marino. Her pleadings to be returned to her son found a chord in Ray, who was used from then on to targeting... Oh, who... What? He's targeting prostitutes.
Yeah, he did a lot of
prostitutes. I told you what happens to you when you turn down that devilish path. Women, you got to find a path of righteousness.
Oh, my God, shut
get up. Off the streets. Stop selling the booty. Find Jesus.
Get off
and
the streets.
You won't
get on
yourself,
back page.
Because you know what? You find yourself laying in the ditch with your titty cut off.
So, curiously... Angela's filed report of electric shock, torture, and rape was not followed up on by local police.
I tell you what.
After David Ray's death.
How many times do we do these podcasts where a victim gets loose, goes to the police, and they ignore
it? It's like reporting a werewolf. It's like, oh, she's crazy. Yeah. There ain't no such thing as a werewolf.
Only when the victim came forward were her reports taken seriously because her past
as a prostitute diminished her testimony.
See, now, in my eyes, it would, you know, she would be, I would.
I believe her more.
Oh, me too.
I believe her more, because
she put up with some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, she's dealing with some kinky-ass people.
Yeah. And then you got this guy. This guy's even kinky for, too kinky for a hoe.
Well, one of the reasons Ray was able to get away with all this.
You're too kinky for a hoe. You're too kinky.
You're too kinky. Yeah. You need to let some shit go.
Yeah.
Have you ever been turned down by a hoe, Timmy? Has one ever said to you, no, that's just too damn
That's hard. Just gross.
No, but you know, I have been turned down for lap dances before.
Wow.
That'll hurt your self-esteem.
This one girl with this beautiful woman in Indiana. This beautiful man. She could dance. And it was Brad's Gold Club in Indiana. This gorgeous woman could dance. You know, because most of them just stand there and hug the pole. They don't really have any moves. And so I go, she gets done dancing or whatever. You know, she's off stage. So I go over with $20 to get a lap dance. So I you know, I say, you free? And she kind of shakes her head, yes. And I give her $20. She takes it and just walks off.
Oh, that whore.
So she wasn't free at all.
Yeah, she was not free.
Well, she thought, you know, I just wanted to, she thought I was tipping her for the dance on the stage. We had a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding.
Yeah, yeah. It left me $20 lighter.
Well, Ray, one of the reasons he could get by with this, he was not foolish enough to keep bodies stacked in his basement or underneath the soil that he lived in. And he would drug his victims and subject them to torture. He was breaking down any further witnesses into states of unacceptable reality. So they couldn't really testify.
I had this one girl one time, this one stripper.
Yeah. What the hell?
Are we going to go into
this? Why are we going down a rabbit hole?
No. It's funny. So, in New York, so I give her like $20 for a lap dance, right? So, I'm talking to her, and I say, where are you from? She said, I'm from Europe. And I said, oh, really? What country? And she said, oh, I don't tell people what country I'm from. What the hell?
The only encounter I ever had with a prostitute.
This was a dancer. It wasn't a prostitute.
No, but I had this. This is a true story.
Okay.
I'm walking out. I'm up at the Butler County Courthouse. I got to go in there for something. Misunderstanding. And
You're getting into an awful lot of misunderstandings.
it was a misunderstanding.
You might need to work on your communication skills.
Between me and the constabulary. And so I'm walking in. I park in the parking garage, you know, and
I bet they have a whole list of your misunderstandings at the courthouse.
They do. But anyway, so I'm walking in. I'm in the parking lot. This woman comes over and she says, hey, you got some time? I was like, nah, I actually got to be in court. I'm going to miss something. And she says, well, I will. She offered to service me orally to me.
Oh, that's nice of her.
For $20.
Yeah. You passed.
I said, ma'am, I got no time for that. I got to be in the courtroom. That's a lovely gesture on your part, but I have to be in a courtroom. She said, all right, I'll tell you what, I'll make it 10. And I was like,
fuck your court appearance then. Just get past that. $10.
I said, no, I got to be in the courtroom. And she said, come on. I said, no, I got to be somewhere. I got to be, if I don't show up in this courtroom, they're going to lock my ass up. I'm not going to be able to clear up this misunderstanding if I don't show up. So she says to me, I'll tell you what, $5. $5 right now, I'll service you orally. And I said to her.
On your knees.
I said to her, you know, had you come up to me and said, for $100, I will give you something you will never, ever, ever forget. That might have intrigued me a little bit, Timmy.
Right.
But when somebody is offering you a $5 blowjob.
Yeah, it loses its value.
You just wonder what because you know you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know you're not the first $5 blowjob she's ever had.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, no, she got, no, never mind.
Yeah.
But $5, I could have talked her down to $250 if I wanted, but I was
in Hawaii once. And this is true. I took my mom and took my wife to Hawaii, my ex-wife to Hawaii. And I got up early. There was no coffee in the room. So I got up early to go get him coffee, right? And I'm walking Waikiki Beach. And these two hookers walk up to me, dressed in their evening gown, 5 o'clock in the morning. And they said, "You look. Do you want a date?"
And I'm thinking, you know, maybe go to the opera, yes, check in a movie.
I'm sure you were thinking that. That's what you do.
I said, no, I'm just getting some coffee. But anyway, please proceed.
Well, anyway, he drugged these people so they couldn't testify. They didn't know what the hell was going on when they woke up sore and bleeding and whatnot, or maybe dead. They knew what was
happening. Well, if they listened to the damn tape, they didn't know what was coming.
But there were tons of evidence of rape and torture in the camper. In addition to the just toy box torture devices, there were photos, audio, and video recordings. And many of the women in these recordings have never been identified.
Yeah.
Now, there were a few lucky ones who got away. In March, a woman named Cynthia Vigil escaped after being kidnapped and enduring torture in a 3-day ordeal. To escape, she waited until Ray went to work, then managed to get the keys to unlock a chains that Ray's accomplice, Wendy Pendy, had left on it.
Cindy Hendy?
Cindy Hendy was sleeping on the job.
She was. She left them right on the table.
She's a slacker ass.
She is.
So Cynthia, the victim, gets the keys, and crazy Cindy, notices it, and they get into a fight. During the struggle, Cindy Hendy broke a lamp over the victim's head.
Bitch.
Exactly. Lamp breaking, bitch. You can't. That's why you don't get in with those crazy women. But Vigil, the victim, managed to unlock her chains and stab Hendy in the neck with an ice pick.
She was badass.
There you go.
She was badass.
Liam Neeson.
She gets hit over the head in the bottle.
She got a lamp over her head.
Shrugs that off, takes off her shackles, and then stabs her with an ice pick. That's badass.
Well, I think it was self-preservation, but yeah.
It's still badass. That should be in the movies.
So after, now she escaped, goes to the police.
Marvel should make her a superhero.
Yeah, they could. The super hooker.
No, she's not a hooker, is she? I don't think she was a hooker.
Well, she went to the police, and the police came out and apprehended Ray and Hendy. So Ray's arrested. They believed her. Now, after the publicity surrounding this arrest, Angelica Montana, meet my little friend.
In relation to Hannah?
Yes.
I believe she was Tony Montana's little cousin. She came forward. Mm-hmm. She had a similar story and said that she had reported the incident to the police, but there had been no follow-up.
Oops.
Now, Ray had video of another victim, Kelly Garrett, which dated all the way back to 1993, when me and Timmy was sporting our mullets.
Yes.
Now, Garrett was ultimately found in Colorado alive. Two other accomplices were uncovered in this investigation. Glenda Jean Ray, his daughter,
right.
And Dennis Yancey. Yancey admitted to strangling a former girlfriend, Marie Parker, after Ray had kidnapped and tortured her. Now,
so he's the guy you send after your ex-girlfriends,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you know what? Here's where she lives. I mean, I'm not saying you should kill her or rape her or nothing, but
I'm just saying I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah.
But Yancey was convicted of second-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and received 2 15-year terms, which seems kind of light to me.
Yeah, it really is.
Since that murder, Ray has allegedly admitted to having an accomplice named Billy Bowers. Named Billy Bowers.
Oh, Billy.
He sounds like a bad guy in a movie.
Billy Bowers,
he's always he's bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news Billy Bowers.
He was some kind of previous business partner who Ray also murdered. So, now the FBI sent 100 agents up to examine Ray's property and surroundings, but no identifiable human remains turned up there. Now, to prevent women from reporting the crimes, again, Ray drugged them into a state of amnesia.
Give them forget-me-nows?
Yeah, well, he was giving them sodium pentothal and phenobarbital.
Yeah, forget-me-nows.
So the women remained uncertain that her recollections of the abuse were anything but nightmares until contacted by the FBI.
Or they saw their video.
Now, even after a conviction, the loopholes in the legal system of the court strangely assisted his attorneys in breaking down witnesses and causing mistrials. Ray's daughter had hinted years earlier to police about a white slavery ring.
Mm.
Ooh, white slavery.
We don't condone white slavery.
We do not. We frown upon white slavery.
Any type of slavery.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
Yeah.
Any type of slavery we condone.
Yeah. Especially white slavery before Labor Day.
Well, yeah, that
or after Labor Day.
After Labor Day, you just what don't do you just don't do white. That's
no white slavery before a, Memorial Day. No white slavery after Labor Day.
It's not
read apropos. Your story.
It's not okay. Apropos at all.
Well, now, Cynthia Hendy pleaded guilty to 2 counts of accessory to kidnapping, 2 counts of accessory to criminal sexual penetration.
And what about...
Sounds like a Commodore Rick James song. Criminal sexual penetration.
Wow.
And 1 count of conspiracy to commit kidnapping in connection with the abductions and sexual tortures of 2 women.
What about 1 count of having a stupid fucking name?
Yeah. Now, as part of her April 1999 plea deal... Zindy Rindy agreed to cooperate with investigators in exchange for a lighter sentence than life in prison.
Did she agree to change her name?
Well, that was not part of it.
She was given a number.
They called her Cindy Lou from then on. Cindy Lou Hendy. She's the one that saw the Grinch steal a Christmas tree, I believe.
That was Cindy Lou Who, but okay, close.
Well, anyway, she was sentenced instead of life in prison to 36 years as an accessory to kidnapping and torture charges. Now, conveniently, David Ray had a heart attack during the end of his trial. Oh, it's bastard. The big one, Elizabeth. Look at this. It's the big
bastard
one.
Bastard died before.
Few years in prison.
Do you know Red Fox had a heart attack on its set?
Right in the middle of the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And they thought it was.
They thought he was playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Ray, he's hysterical. But anyway, let me get this. Mm-hmm. So David Ray has a heart attack, the cowardly son of a bitch, and served only a few years in prison.
Gotta watch out for hypertension.
They did find the body of Billy Ray Bowers in 1989.
Better known as? Billy Ray Bowers, better known as?
I don't know what.
Bad News Billy Ray Bowers.
Bad News Billy Ray.
Well, I did not know that. Why would I know that?
Because that's what you named him.
I did not name him that.
Did she not say Bad News Billy Ray Bowers?
They shot him through his achy, breaky heart.
There you go.
And he was like, oh, my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
Don't tell my heart.
Yeah. Don't shoot my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
There you go.
So, but anyway, it was found in 1989. A curious coincidence, as this was David Parker Ray's boss. If not for the escaped victim and the subsequent arrest of both Glenda Jesse Ray's involvement and David Roy Yancey for the death of Marie Parker, the string of 4 victims might have been much longer. Some who followed the crime coverage and the trial suspect unknown victims of David Ray's may lie unacknowledged under the New Mexico sands, reservoir, and waterways.
They're probably out in the desert.
Oh, yeah. A determination was made that Ray would be tried in 3 separate trials. 1 for Cynthia Vigil, 2 for Angelique Montano, and 3 for Kelly Garrett. Trial 1 was a mistrial and retrial with a conviction in the retrial on all 12 counts for which he was accused. Poor Miss Montana, she died before trial 2.
She was only like 25 years old, too.
Yeah.
She died before they could try.
Yeah, and it doesn't say here. It looks like our researcher didn't go into any details to how she died.
It was I don't recall, but it was something to the effect of I don't think I ever saw it, but it's
did she have the consumption?
No, it was something to the effect of living a hard life of drug abuse and alcoholism. Okay. So she
was like Prince.
She died. She died really young. Though. She was only 25. So
he was like 57.
Yeah,
it was about his time to go anyway.
Excuse me, I'm 55.
Shut up.
Well, anyway, did you see Gene Simmons said he was pathetic? I was just...
Gene Simmons is pathetic. I hate Gene Simmons. I don't hate him. I just don't like him.
I don't like him either. I don't like him
I've never, like, kissed that much. They just seemed like a... You know, they were just like a... Aren't they from, like, Long Island or something?
Yeah, they were a novelty band.
Yeah.
Now, Ray agreed to a plea bargain, under the terms of which he was sentenced to 224 years in prison. Boy, he got a good deal there. For numerous offenses involved in the abduction and sexual torture of 3 young women at his Elephant Butte Lake home.
Butte.
Ray's daughter, Glenda, was also tried.
Glenda!
She was the good witch.
Yeah. She got 9 years in prison, leaving 5 to be served on probation. And in 1999, Dennis Roy Yancey was convicted of the strangulation murder of Marie Parker and Elephant Butte which Ray recorded. As we mentioned, Cindy Hendy, an accomplice who testified Ray.
Who has a stupid name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got her down for 36 years, so she's going to be an old lady before she goes anywhere. Now, on May 28, 2002, Ray was transported to the Lee County Correctional Facility in Hobo, New Mexico.
Yes.
Hobbs, New Mexico. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's a typo there.
Hobo, New Mexico. I like Hobo, New Mexico.
Yeah. Matter.
To be questioned by the state police. He died of a heart attack before the scheduled interrogation took place.
See, you got to watch that cholesterol, Colonel.
You do. Now, in 2010, Yancey was paroled after serving 11 years in prison, but the release was delayed by difficulties in negotiating a plan for residence.
See, what
nobody want to rape or torture murderer around.
See, he probably could have been raping and torturing women to this day had he just watched his cholesterol, kept it down. Didn't eat too many eggs.
Bit of exercise.
Yeah, get some a little exercise. Yeah. Not too much on the red meat. Lay off the red meat every once in a while. But no.
If we would have just taken the Lipitor.
Yeah, the Lipitor.
Take the Lipitor.
It'd knock it down 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks.
The Lipitor is...
got like three more sentences, really.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny. Now, men, don't be afraid of that Lipitor.
It's not funny.
You see on the...
Because I tell you what, cholesterol will also do, it'll give you the lip noodle.
Can it?
Yeah, because it blocks the blood flow.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, the Colonel take Lipitor.
Because you got the limp noodle.
Not because I got the limp noodle. And actually...
Have you ever hit a woman with a floppy?
I've given her a heavy before, not a
floppy. You know, when they're like, you know, keep going, and you've already finished, and you're just like...
And you're just hoping that that it stays heavy.
Yeah.
If nothing else. Just stay heavy for me.
Yeah, slapping them with the floppy.
Oh, my God.
Done floppy style.
Oh, come on. You've experienced that before.
Stop talking.
Well, I mean, it's a thing that men must...
Do. Because women think that we have these natural powers that we can go for. You know, some women want you to go on 7 or 8 minutes.
Oh, it's crazy. You have a damn heart attack that way.
I know,
I told you, at the Colonel House, we go on the Kentucky Derby theory.
Read.
It's the first one to the finish line wins.
Right. So you don't hit it. You don't hit it with a flop.
No. Once I cross that finish line, I'm going to hit it back to the barn.
I want a t-shirt that says, hit it with a floppy.
I got one sentence left. But you know what? Let's go dwell
Wait
further
a minute.
And delve
I don't,
further.
I don't want to dwell or delve into that. Read the last fucking sentence.
No, I just want...
Please.
I'm picturing in my head
sentence.
Timmy hitting something with a floppy.
I don't know why you're picturing it in your head.
I'm just trying to get that seed in your head.
Nope, I refuse to have it.
I'm going
to
get a t-shirt and it's going to be like one of those old floppy disks, you know?
Says hit him with a floppy.
Hit him with a floppy.
Hit him with a floppy.
No, actually, I never did that. But you know, we got the 5-minute rule at my house. So
read.
3 months after his release in 2001, Yancey was charged with violation of probation. Did you make that?
Yeah.
That's a nice turn of phrase there. Violation of probation. Now, a lesser writer would have just gone with probation violation.
Well,
but you went violation of probation, much like he was performing a sexual act on his probation.
Yeah.
As he had on these poor young victims.
Yeah, I don't think he did. He just was aware of it.
Well, yeah. But
he strangled a woman, so.
He did strangle, and you know he got a woody when he did it, not a floppy.
I'm not sure if he's the one that strangled him. I'm confused, but go ahead.
Well, he was remanded to custody until 2021 to serve the remainder of his original sentence because there was a violation of his probation.
So we got him to look forward to in 5 years of him being released.
Yeah.
How do these guys get accomplices is what I want to know. I know, if you can get one person who's fucked up, and every once in a while you run onto someone who's truly fucked up. But how do they start a club? Brandy, your thoughts?
I don't know.
You just want to leave, don't you?
You just want to be
You've
done.
You've checked
with
out.
She's playing word with friends over here now. She done moved past the candy.
She's
crush.
On
she
Song Pop with Kim
and
Taylor.
You know why? This is why.
I have to get back on. Kim Taylor sent me a phone pop request. I have to get back on the first.
I would
pop.
Not trust that woman.
Song Pop.
I would think that she would find a way to cheat.
I will I will beat her relentlessly at Song Pop.
Oh, I think the gauntlet been thrown to
her.
She's younger than you. She knows that new
music. Yeah, and stuff. But I could choose, like, you know, Frank Sinatra music. She'll never get it.
Yeah, she'll never. She probably never.
She's
get
too
it.
Young.
She, you know what? She can from Kentucky. The girl probably knows Hank Williams and all. Jimmy Rogers.
And she was originally from Florida, I think.
Alabama.
Alabama. So she probably knows like Alabama.
But my home's in Alabama.
Yeah.
No matter where I lay my head.
Final thoughts.
You seem a little tense.
You do.
Brandy? You got some place to be?
Yes.
This is really what...
Would you like to challenge anyone to Song Pop?
I do not play Song Pop, but I have... Words with Friends, I've been known to beat. Nobody will play with me anymore.
Well, Song Pop you'd be really good at, with your knowledge of music.
Well, that's true.
They think so. Brandy's good at it. She's never beaten me, but
yes,
I have. I don't remember that.
Here's what concerns me.
Yes.
Is that Timmy has... Timmy found a mistress with this other podcast. And it's only a matter of time before he sees the devil's lack of engagement in ours as a hindrance.
Well, actually, I've already seen that.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
She's trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
It is almost 3 o'clock. Let's go. Let's wrap things up. Brandy, where can people find us?
They can find us on iTunes.
Yes, and maybe soon they can find us on the YouTube.
Yes.
Charlie has graciously volunteered to do something that Colonel apparently cannot do, and that is to upload...
Complete a sentence.
Well, besides that.
Go through a podcast without diving into 85 stories?
Yeah.
Hold on. You told like 15 hookah stories.
Yeah, but I don't on the other podcast. I take that serious because that's a high-quality podcast, whereas this is...
Lowbrow.
Lowbrow. I think lowbrow is...
So we're really the $5 blowjob podcast.
Of you as a $5 blowjob.
Okay, yeah. Well.
But anyway... we may be soon on YouTube, hopefully.
Yes, we're on Twitter.
Because Charlie has graciously volunteered to do that.
We're on Twitter.
We're on Twitter at HistoryDweebs1.
Stitcher.
On Stitcher. We're all over the place. But if you want to join our Facebook group, check us out on Facebook on History Dweebs, the podcast.
Yes.
And we have lots of merriment in there.
Much merriment.
Much merriment. And Colonel, any final thoughts from you?
Well, I think it's becoming more and more clear that Charlie's your favorite.
Well, Charlie and Allie, they're very, they are very professional. They're very prepared. They have, they know the subject matter. I don't have to sit, it's not new to them. Every time they're reading
You know what? If you're having an affair, do you go home to your wife and tell her about your whore? No. No.
I don't know how to take that, but anyway, look for Insight on iTunes because we're available there, and it's a much more interesting podcast. So, Brandy,
yes,
your final thoughts?
I have none.
Colonel, your final thoughts?
I just got one, and maybe...
Oh! You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. It's closing time. Turn off the lights.
This is like being at a bar at 2 a.m.
No, you know what we are? It's like we're the prostitute and she the John.
Yeah.
And now the act over, she's kicking us out. She literally just
now
turned
she's
the
got
lights
a floppy.
On us. You're hitting me with a floppy, devil.
All right. We'll see you next time on History Dreams. Bye, everyone. Say goodbye, Brandy.
I did say bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.